conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear. Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars. It's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Monday, 24th June. Monday, June 24th, 2024. A lot of 24s there. And the Democrats are scared is 24. Okay, we got a lot to talk about this evening, so let's just get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about is what's happening, of course, in Israel. I want to just touch on it briefly here. Israel is in turmoil because of the Democrats, and the Democrats have turned their back on Israel, which is the biggest ally for the United States of America in that region of the world. The Democrats don't care that we even see that they're turning their backs on Israel. And the reason why they're doing this is because they want to help out Hamas. The Democrats love Hamas. They hate Jewish people. And I don't understand why Jewish people would give a single penny to the Democrat Party. Kind of same thing when it comes to black people. And black people can't figure it out yet. Jewish people, they're kind of slow, too. Look, they're not exempt from it. The stupidity has been happening. They still pour money into the Democrat Party. When the Democrat Party against them, I get a lot of people sending me messages, go, Will, how dare you vote for President Trump? How dare you vote for a Republican? You're voting against your self-interest. Really? What about the Democrats? You want me to vote for Democrats? Well, Democrats were against black people voting, against women voting. They were against black people being free. Same thing today. The Democrats getting support from the Jewish community. Why would you do that? They want to help Hamas eradicate you off the planet, which doesn't make a lick of sense. And the Democrats today, they're not out to help anybody black. They're out to keep black people on the plantation. And you know what the plantation is? I used to say it's just a virtual plantation, but actually it is a physical place. It's called the Projects in the Ghetto. And as long as you're staying in the projects in the ghetto and not trying to better yourself, the Democrats will be excited about you being in that situation. They said, we're here to help you every 2 to 4 years and absolutely do nothing. I mean, absolutely do nothing. But black people seem to can't figure that part out, but they just keep calling me Uncle Tom and everything else. Make that make sense. But what's happening in Israel could have been prevented. You know, President Trump was still in office. We wouldn't be in that war right now. We wouldn't be in a war with Ukraine. It wouldn't be happening. But they had to remove President Trump because they want this one world global system to take over. We're seeing it happen right now in front of our very eyes. Like, we're supposed to not pay attention to it, though. We're supposed to be like, oh, this is brand new. This is just happening by chance. No, it's happening because they want it to happen. And then you got these idiots. Did y'all see, you see the video of my buddy Ben Burkham? He's walking through one of these Hamas camps here in the United States of America. And just because he's walking through and asking questions, they kicked him out. How dare you come in here and ask these questions? Get out. One of the guys even said they were going to shank him in the neck because he is supporting Israel. How is this even possible? Because the Democrats, they say to all of these people burning up stuff, destroying stuff, wanting to destroy America, they're saying they're peacefully protesting. You hear it all the time. Well, the son of a Hamas leader goes on with Dr. Phil. He goes on with Dr. Phil and he just lays it all out about Hamas, Palestine, Palestinian people. He just lays it all out. Now, let me remind you again. I just said it. He is the son of one of the Hamas leaders. So just imagine how daddy feels about him. And whilst he's talking, I want y'all to pay attention to the people that's wearing, you know, the whole Hamas paraphernalia, supporting the killing of Israelis, supporting the killing of a civilization. Listen to this. This is really remarkable. And Dr. Phil, he just let him go. And they cannot stand the fact that he's saying what he's saying. I mean, what do they say? His daddy's Hamas leader.
I've read it that the charter of Hamas is to eliminate the Jewish race, beginning with Israel, but not stopping with Israel, wiping them off the face of the earth. Is that true?
This is true, but it does not end there. Now we have the problem with the pro-Palestine who are actually given Hamas cover. They are participants in the crime. In fact, since October 7, I personally don't differentiate between Hamas and what's so-called Palestinians. Because actually there is no Palestinians. There are tribes. There is a tribe of Hamas, and there is a tribe of the Islamic Jihad, and there is a tribe of Khalil, and there is a tribe of Nablus. And each one has different interests, and all of them are conflicted. If they did not have Israel as the common enemy, they would kill each other. This is the reality of what's so-called Palestine. You don't know what Palestine is. Actually, in fact, the keffiyeh that you are wearing, this is just a statement to show that you really lack the authenticity to represent the case. And what's so-called the cause, you know, this is a human problem.
Look at this really quick. Did y'all see how she was reacting right there? Look at that right there. She's just, oh, I can't believe you're saying this. Total liberal. That's a liberal. Take a picture. That's how liberal. The truth? How dare you say the truth? Right? She's just, oh my goodness, you're actually saying this? You're not supposed to be saying this. I want to be ignorant. Continue.
So-called the cause, you know, this is a human problem.
So you just.
The cause must die. I think enough is enough. And now it's proven, and you are helping Hamas to prove it to the world that Palestine depends on the destruction of the state of Israel. And this is not acceptable, and we are not going to agree to it. And I tell you something, for the next 10 or 20 years, the Palestinian people will pay the bill that Hamas is caused today. And most likely in blood.
To you, Hamas and Palestinians are the same. They're one and the same.
After October 7, yes, there is no difference.
Really?
The vast majority of the Palestinian people support Hamas.
Really?
This is a fact. This is proven by statistics and your silence now. You are not even, you cannot even condemn Hamas and say that what they did on October 7 was an act of a savage group. You don't have that power.
Said I condemn.
On what authority
question.
Do you speak? You only speak on the authority of Hamas propaganda.
No, why do you say that I'm speaking on the authority of Hamas propaganda?
Because if you were a decent human being, you can say that the thousands were killed on October 7. That was a crime against humanity. It was a genocide.
You know, and they don't understand it. They just have this deep hatred for Israel. And you know, one of the reasons why I talk about Israel, and I know some people, they don't want you to talk about Israel because they keep going, oh my goodness, the Israel government, they have so much control over the U.S. government. I hear this all the time. But you know, they really weren't screaming this until after Israel started taking out Hamas. Why is that? Why is this conflict happening now? Why is that? Because I truly believe, you can take it off the screen, because we're living in the last days. We're 100% living in the last day. Now, you've heard people say it all the time, right? People said it in the past. Well, Johnson, we've been, people are saying we're living in the last days for the longest time, for the last 100 years, last 1,000 days, last 1,000 years, right? But never before in the history of this country or this world, per se, that we've ever been in a position where technology can put a mark on every single man, woman, and child on this planet. We've never been in this position. We've never been in a position where we have famine and pestilence running crazy, rampant the way that it is. We've had perversion on the planet, but the perversion that we're seeing on the planet is like it was in the days of Lot, like it was in the days of Noah. Perversion is running rampant. The Bible tells us it will be like this in the last days. We're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. Never before. Never before have we had earthquakes like this. You know, even the animals are reacting to it. Have you heard about all of the shark bites, the shark bitings in Florida and in California? The sharks are just coming. They're coming up onto the beach, biting people. Come on. Things are happening. But, you know, when the sharks are biting people on the shore, they go, oh, that's just climate change. Climate change is making them bite people. That's what's happening. No, the earth is changing. The people are changing. Things are happening on a biblical scale. Everything that the Bible tells us was going to happen, it is coming. It is not coming, it's here. And things are going to get worse. Look how they're targeting Christianity. Last week, there was a video with this archbishop, and he's being excommunicated from the Vatican. The Pope said, no longer can you be part of the Catholic Church. You know, I'm not Catholic. My producer, she used to be Catholic. She doesn't practice it any longer. But the very fact that the Pope is excommunicating people because they're telling the truth. And all he did was talk about Jeffrey Epstein. He talked about the Clintons. He let the cat out the bag of all the perversion that these people are doing. Instead of the Pope being against the perversion, he wanted to excommunicate the guy who's telling the world about the perversion that he knows that they were doing. Make it make sense. Evil is running rampant on the planet. It is running crazy, rampant. And we live in a world today to where if you say this man is putting on lipstick and a makeup, if you say that he is still a man when he's going into the little girl's restroom, something's wrong with you. Is no one else picking that up? Of course you are. But it's all coming together. It's all coming to a head. It really is. Let me talk about this as well. You know, the debate's getting ready to come up this week. And I think personally, there might be something that happens between now and Thursday. Why do I say that? Because this past weekend, you had Russia get attacked by Ukraine. They got attacked by Ukraine. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Is this it here? No, wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, that's it. Hold on. They got Russia attacked, got attacked by Ukraine. Split screen it. It says more than 100 casualties total after Ukraine. And the problem here is that they use U.S. military weapons to kill Russians. Putin has already made it clear. Is anyone else thinking about the timing of this? Or is it just Will Johnson? Are y'all with me? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Joe Biden, just a week when he was in the G7, when he was talking to Zelensky, he said that they're going to pour money into Ukraine for the next 10 years. Plus, we're going to help you become a part of NATO. Plus, we're going to allow you, we agree now, to allow you to use military rockets, military weapons to kill Russians. Putin has already made it clear. If you do that, then that's going to make it possible for the United States of America to get involved in this conflict. Is the timing of this just convenient? Right before this debate. Now, Joe Biden's been practicing this debate standing for 90 minutes. He needs to practice for standing for 90 minutes. Right? He needs that practice. They're probably trying to figure out what drugs to put him on. Look at this. That happened in Russia. That happened in Russia with U.S. military weapons that Joe Biden provided to Zelensky to kill Russians.
Yeah, well, and it says that the Kremlin...
Is something going to happen?
The Kremlin actually warned the United States of consequences after Ukraine struck Crimea, and they summoned its ambassador after Moscow said Ukrainian strike with the U.S. missile on Crimea killed 4 people. So, I mean, it's getting kind of urgent. You know, and I don't think we hear enough about this war. You know, everybody wants you to think, pay attention to Israel and Palestine and the Gaza Strip, which, by the way, that's about to blow up too, because Israel's saying that they're getting ready to face an even bigger war with Hezbollah, and ISIS pledged, which I believe Hezbollah is part of ISIS, right? But ISIS is now pledging to stand by Hezbollah and help them. So that and Israel admitted that Hezbollah is going to be a harder and bigger war than with Hamas. I don't think we're hearing enough of it about this.
No, we're not.
And I think part of that could be, and tell me if I'm wrong or not, but it could be because when it comes to the debate, he doesn't want to be able to be hammered about his poor foreign policy during his administration. Yeah. Look at everything that's happening around this world right now.
And then, you know what, with Putin having these Russian battle cruisers, these Russian battleships on the coast of Florida, I mean, come on, people. They're setting us up. Now, I'm kind of hoping that Putin doesn't give in to it. I'm hoping Putin holds out until President Trump can return. I really am. I'm hoping that he can hold out. Let me share something else with you before we get to Jamal Bowman. And I'm pretty sure many of y'all see this, but I just want to share this with you really quick. You know, y'all have heard me talk about how they try to equate President Trump to being like a Hitler figure. Well, President Trump's campaign person goes on the Communist News Network and brings the fact up that Jake the Snake, which is going to be one of the moderators with Dana Bash, called President Trump Hitler. They equate him to Hitler. So they believe they can do anything to President Trump because they see them that way. She brings it up. And of course, the tyrant on CNN don't want to hear it. And it should be open for discussion because Jake the Snake is going to be one of the moderators.
It takes someone 5 minutes to Google Jake Tapper, Donald Trump, to see that Jake Tapper has consistently frequently likened President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Ma'am, I'm going to stop this interview if you continue to attack my colleagues. I would like to talk about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who you work for.
Yes.
If you are here to speak on his behalf, I am willing to have this conversation.
I am stating facts that your colleagues have stated in the past.
Okay. Now, we're going to come back out to the panel. Caroline, thank you very much for your time. You are welcome to come back at any point. She is welcome to come back and speak about Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will have equal time to Joe Biden when they both join us now at later this week in Atlanta for this debate.
I mean, she's having a hard time.
She's so
later
upset.
This week in the debate. I mean, oh my goodness, she was furious. She was so angry. She was so angry. Okay, when we come back, I want to show you what Jake the Snake had to say. And Dana Bash.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you.
I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States. This time given life by former president and current Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump.
Let's recognize this comment for what it is, a longstanding anti-Semitic trope that the true allegiance for Jews is to their religion rather than their country. It was used in Nazi Germany to justify the arrests, persecutions, and mass killings, attempted extermination of the Jewish people. And Trump has been pushing this trope for years.
He talks about the blood of America as being poisoned, echoing the same exact language used in Nazi Germany.
So they've justified doing all the criminal activity, trying to lock President Trump up, going after political prisoners, going after the American people, going after parents, because they have equated President Trump and his supporters a danger to the United States of America, a danger to their democracy. President Trump has to debate Jake the Snake, Dana Bash, and Crooked Joe Biden. He has to debate all three of them. And of course, I'm willing to bet that when Joe Biden is talking, they're going to make sure everyone is silent. Everyone's quiet. He's going to be able to complete his complete thought. And then when President Trump's turn comes and President Trump is laying out the facts, they're going to cut him off. They're going to say, we're not going to allow you to do that on this debate stage. We're not going to allow you to do that. We're not going to allow you to do that. We're not going to allow you to tell the truth here. I can see it coming now. I could be wrong, but I highly doubt it. All right, let's move on to Fire Marshal Bowman. This past weekend, AOC, Fire Marshal Bowman, went to the Bronx. And they said, well, President Trump went to the Bronx. We can go to the Bronx, too. I mean, really? 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 Yeah, I know they're from there. But they were upset President Trump shows up to the Bronx. But you know what? The difference is when President Trump showed up to the Bronx, it rained just a little bit. But when they showed up, it poured. Well, anyways, here's AOC at the Bronx or at this event for Fire Marshal Bowman trying to help him get elected because he's down in the polls. Doesn't look like he's going to make it. We're hoping that he doesn't. We don't want AOC to make it either.
Yeah, well, bye. By the way, this is tomorrow. The election is tomorrow both AOC and Bowman.
It's their primary.
Yeah, and they're saying that Bowman is struggling in the polls, but they're saying AOC is pretty secure. So,
which is completely mind blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
She's done so much damage in that city, and the people there that keep the stupid people keep voting for her, make that make sense.
Yeah, and look at these. These are Democrat Congress people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what is this? I mean, this is how a congresswoman is supposed to act, right? Here's a congressman coming on stage with a congresswoman. Is this how they're supposed to act? President Trump has so much class. President Trump brought up actual hip hop stars on stage with him, and there was more class than this. What am I missing here?
He's got.
Is this a Congress
person? Yeah.
Is this a congressman rally? I mean, what am I missing here? Is this?
I even said.
Is this like a Juneteenth thing?
Yeah, I even said it looks like he's getting his cues from Fetterman in his dress attire. He's all wearing a t-shirt. I mean, he's campaigning.
Yeah, he's campaigning.
Yeah, and in this next video.
Yeah, here he's cursing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and another one. Now, I've actually heard President Trump say, you know, drop some curse words every now and then. Yeah. But when President Trump did it, it was kind of appropriate, right? You know, it was like it was for the. But Jamal Bowman, Fire Marshal Bowman, he's cursing because he's on stage because he's angry.
And he's dropping the F-bomb. I'm sorry. Yeah. That to me is just even
it's pretty tacky.
Unclassy.
It's really not. I mean, especially if you're running for Congress.
Right.
Right.
But he's trying to relate to the people, apparently. He thinks this is how he relates to them.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? And that song, one that was just playing, they were dropping the N-word in there. I wondered, did he have a problem with the white people singing it?
Are there white people there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some.
Yeah, there's a lot of white people.
They probably weren't singing it. They probably didn't know the song.
It's quite possible.
I'm just joking.
Okay. But here's Fire Marshal Bowman. If you were, I think it's District 16, right? Listen.
We're going to show them who the f*** we are. While U.S. tax dollars kills babies.
Now, when I first heard that, when he was talking about U.S. dollars killing babies, you know what the first thing that came to my mind? Abortion.
Yeah, same thing came to my
That's
mind.
That's the first thing. He said, we're not going to use U.S. taxpayer dollars to kill babies.
And I'm Although like, but, they do.
But isn't but that what y'all do with Planned Parenthood?
But that's he's referring to Gaza.
I know. That's what because he's talking about ceasefire now. How are you going to go on stage and scream ceasefire now when a lot of your constituents are the Jewish community? Should they vote for this dude knowing this?
Yeah, and in his district, they're saying that more people have voted in this election, you know, early voting than ever before.
Really?
And a lot of that has to do with a lot of people in the Jewish community really work to get people registered to vote. Now, they did not influence people how to vote either way, but they did register a whole bunch of Jewish people. But there was people at Bowman's thing saying Jews for Jamal. So I don't get it. I don't know.
You know what? That's what I was saying in the beginning, how there's a lot of stupid people.
There's a lot of stupid people.
A lot of stupid people.
This guy, he has no class. And by the way, you know, he lied. He's a proven liar.
He's been censured, right?
Right. The whole fire marshal thing. You know,
yeah, he's been censured.
Yep, he's been censured because of his lying.
Yeah, Fire Marshal Bowman, right? Fire Marshal
Bowman.
And
he did have to pay a fine. I mean, that's all he got was a fine for what he did, but.
He should have been outed. I mean, really, he should have been ousted. Here's part, I'm not going to play all of this, but I want to show y'all how desperate this dude is. Here's part of his campaign ad that they created for him.
I'm Congressman Jamal Bowman. I have served this community for 24 years as an educator and now as a congressman. I've seen kids struggle against a world that divides them between those who have and those who have less. This is a world defined by rising inequality and systemic neglect, where fear of each other fuels rising fascism. This is not how we were meant to live. We are meant to live in community, to know our neighbors, not shun them. what I'm fighting for. What?
So, okay, enough of it. I know it's sick to look at him, too. Look like a milk dud.
I mean, he's a huge divider.
He's sitting there saying that we shouldn't shun them, but he's on stage screaming ceasefire now. He's on stage screaming ceasefire now. It wouldn't surprise me if he was saying from the river to the sea, too. Right? Would not surprise me at all. But then you got this one here. Here's another beauty. What's between Presley here and Fire Marshal Bowman? What do they have in common, Shannon?
Stop it. Okay.
No, it's a legit question.
Will.
It's a legit question between Fire Marshal Bowman.
I mean, they kind of look like twins. They could be brothers.
And Presley,
sister.
What do they have in common?
They're bald.
They both look like milk duds.
I knew you were going to say that word. See, I purposely didn't use that word, but I knew that's what you were going to say.
I mean, really? I mean, it is what it is, right? Okay, listen to what she says here, because she's going to try to uplift Bowman. Like, he's really all this and all that. You know what? He's part of their squad. That's the only reason why AOC's showing up for him. She's doing this. I haven't seen anything from Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, about Fire Marshal Bowman.
Schumer was out there.
Oh, Chuck Schumer? Wait a minute. So how does that work?
Bernie was there, too.
Oh, Bernie Sanders? Both yeah. Bernie Sanders and Chuck Schumer, both yeah. of them are Jewish. How does that work? But listen to this, and then we're going to go to a break.
Jamal Bowman has taken strong progressive stances, period. And so this has made him a target for right-wing special interests who want to buy this seat and to silence him. They want to silence Jamal Bowman. They want to silence the progressive movement, which only continues to grow. But Jamal Bowman is someone who leads with love, who centers the people. He has been my partner in good, again, on so many issues of consequence, from child care to addressing the baby formula shortage during the pandemic, to fighting against the criminalization disparately of Black and brown students in our schools. He has proven, and I want to say this, although he is a dear friend, I did not give Jamal Bowman my endorsement. He earned it. He earned it in the same way that he was decisively elected to Congress. He has earned it in word and indeed in what he does on behalf of the people each and every day. In freshman orientation, they told us to never forget the plot. It's easy to forget the plot in the process of legislating and governing, and the plot is the people. And Jamal Bowman has never and will never forget the people.
All right, we'll be right back after the break.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style, shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Everybody, we are just a few days out till the election day, our primary election on Tuesday, June 25th. But the good news is that the polls are open right now, and we are here for our brother, Jamal Bowman. We want to turn out the vote. I don't care if you live in New York 16 and are turning out to vote for him. I don't care if you live outside New York 16. We are texting our friends. We are turning out. We are calling our friends in Tuckahoe, in White Plains, in New Rochelle, in Yonkers, and telling them to vote for Jamal Bowman.
Ceasefire now, y'all. That's what we're doing. Right. Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping. Right. The polls are open today. The polls are open tomorrow. Make sure you get out to vote. Election day is Tuesday. Yep. Let's go. We need record turnout all across the district, especially in Yonkers, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Co-op City, and Edenwall. Let's get it popping. Let's change the world. It's the many versus the money. We're going to win. Right. Let's go, baby.
We're going to win. We're going to take on AIPAC, and we're going to kick some Wall Street ass. So let's go.
Stop the bombs.
Wow, everybody. Yep. So tomorrow is the big day. This time tomorrow will begin close to the end of the polls in Queens, and we will see what happens to Bowman and AOC. Let's look at the comments right now. What do you guys think? Do you guys think Bowman is going to make it tomorrow? I'm hoping he doesn't make it. And they are saying in the news that Bowman is fighting for his political life. That's why he had to bring out the big guns, Schumer and Bernie, to help him out, to get people interested in getting out and voting for him. And of course, AOC, she was there too. And for some reason, I can't believe it. I never understand how people vote for her, but she's actually going for what, her fourth term now? Yeah, I think it's her fourth term. For some reason, the people in Queens and the Bronx like AOC. So we'll see tomorrow, but I think she's going to make it. But what a big week. What a big week.
A huge week.
This, and then after this, you have the debate.
It's a huge week.
Yeah, and who else knows? And you still have, and by the way, we still have the Supreme Court will that has to finish, wrap up all of their rulings this week. And one of them is on Trump, whether or not...
His immunity?
Yeah, his immunity. They have to do it before they go on break. So, and they were supposed to be on break this week, but because they haven't cleared their docket...
They haven't cleared their schedule.
They can't go until it's all done, so...
Wow. Okay. Remember, I was telling you on the beginning how President Trump shows up to the Bronx and they were like celebrating that it was going to rain it out. It's going to be muddy in the park where President Trump was going to be. But it ended up being a beautiful day. Humid, but still beautiful. A lot of people showed up, went off without a hitch. Well, look at Fire Marshal Bowman. He's getting all the water he needs right now for the fire that he pulled the fire alarm, right? Hey, here's the water. No fires here, right? Look at some of this. This is Fire Marshal Bowman talking to his constituents, trying to get them to go out. You got to go out and get people to vote for me. You got to get them to go out.
Edenwall will be the difference between us winning and losing the campaign. I need you to understand that very clearly. No one ever gives Edenwall love and attention. And that's why we are doing it. Not just for the campaign, but beyond the campaign. And so, all of you who are here right now, if you can dedicate today, tomorrow, the next day, and Tuesday.
So look at this. He's out here in the rain. And I'm like, why is he just not to go up under the canopy with everybody else? Is he trying to make it look like, hey, I'm just a regular person? You know what? A regular person just get up under the canopy and just talk to the people. And here you can see, look at the people. Look at all the people that's there. Y'all see this? What is he think he's achieving here? He could just stand up under the canopy and talk to everybody. If these are people that work for him, right, on his campaign, he could have stood up under the canopy, or they could have just went to a restaurant. He could just talk to him there. I mean, what am I missing here? And of course, they recorded this trying to make it look like he's just a down to earth guy. Hopefully he's about to be out of a job.
That is funny, though, the comment you made earlier, how AOC was trying to make fun of Trump's rally getting rained out.
She also said, how does she say it? God is good.
Yes, she sure did.
AOC, when they thought it was just going to rain it out and they thought it was going to be pouring like this, she was saying that God is good. AOC said that, but it didn't rain like this.
Nope.
But it's pouring on them. Is AOC making any comments about them getting poured, rained out like this?
She probably left at this point.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure she did leave. I'm pretty sure she did leave.
And you know what? Someone said how many people were at the rally. I wondered the same thing. I haven't brought that up to you, Will. I said, I wish they would have panned out to the audience so we could see how many people actually showed up.
Yeah, you know, because they keep talking about President Trump was, what was it? What state was he in here recently?
Was it Philadelphia? I mean, he was Philly? This past weekend.
He's in Philly. Yeah, that's in Philly. And they're trying to say that President Trump didn't have that many people turn out. It was over 10,000 people that showed up. They already hit the capacity, according to the fire marshal, and they wouldn't allow anybody else in. Right? It's amazing how they lied.
I think they did it on purpose.
All right. Someone mentioned that I went and had a Bowman. How do you know I didn't go get some water? But anyways, Fire Marshal Bowman, AOC, they should be out. Yeah. You know what? For me, for the life of me, I don't know how. I mean, you know, AOC is probably going to be there forever.
The same way
Nancy Pelosi was there forever. Look how bad San Francisco is, and she's still there.
And the sad thing is AOC, because she's been there now for, 6 years, three terms?
Still there.
I think it is. She's gotten money, right? Because now she's gotten part of certain, you know, a certain, what do you call it?
She shut up about the insider trading.
But she's all about the new Green Deal.
Because she was first talking about the insider trading.
She sure was.
And then she shut up about that.
Well, because she got caught.
Now she's making money from the insider trading. So, look, you can't do this. This is what we do in Congress. So we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back. And we got to talk a little bit about it, because this is the thing that the Democrats are bringing to the forefront for this election. And it is all about abortion. They believe that they can run on abortion and convince you, the American people, to support the Democrats.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
I believe in having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonials Metal Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the stock market is doing or what the federal government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonials Metal Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA family. So, click the link in the description below on Rumble or call the special 800 number that you see in the description down below on Rumble, and you can receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. But you got to do it today. Tell them that you heard it from LFA. Tell them you heard it from LFA. Also, please go to lfatv.us, lfatv.us. Support the network as much as possible. Things are going to get real, real stupid here in the near future. You know what the Democrats are doing? They're trying to take out President Trump. They're trying to take out America. So go to lfatv.us, sponsor the network, lfatv.us. Same thing with the Rumble rants. If you can, send a blessing of a Rumble rant. Everything helps. Everything matters. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, what I was saying right before we went to the break, abortion. In 2022, they ran on it because you remember Dobbs. And they said, oh my goodness, they're going to take away your rights. The Republicans, the bad racist white Republican men specifically, they're going to take away your rights. I didn't know murder was a right. I thought murder was a crime. But they're saying that because you can't not just kill the innocent child in the womb, you're losing your right. Now, you know, I thought about this for just a second. Here, bear with me real quick. Come a little bit closer. You ready? I am not for abortion. I am pro-life. I am not pro-death. I think every child should have the opportunity that you and I had, right? I think every child should have the opportunity because every child is a blessing from God. With that said, the Democrats, liberals, progressives, they're constantly screaming that they want to be able to abort their children. I'm going to ask a question here, and I want y'all to remember what I just said before I said that. Is it such a bad thing to stop liberals from I'm having a hard time saying it. Should we allow them to procreate? I mean, it's just a question. Think about it for a second. Liberals are pushing for abortion. They don't want abortion. I mean, they want abortion. They want to be able to kill babies. I'm not for killing babies. Liberals not being able to procreate, is that really a bad thing? Am I mean for saying that, Shannon? Because, I mean, if we could find a DNA trait, you know, a gene, something that will identify them as being liberals, can we just put them on the list and say, okay, you can abort as long as they have the liberal gene? I'm not trying to be mean here, but if there was an actual liberal gene or a gene that said that they were gay, you know, in the DNA, something like that, and they say, okay, you are allowed to abort them, the ones that have a liberal mindset or the gay gene or whatever, right? Because there's no actual gay gene. If we agreed to abort all them, then they would want to end abortion specifically for the liberal gene. Then they would want to end abortion, but they don't want to take a chance. They want to just kill all babies. Well, mainly because they love death. And let me show you some of these liberals. And of course, again, it's always white female liberals that act this way. I don't know why it is. Maybe y'all can let me know in the chat. Black liberals act stupid too. Don't get me wrong. Okay, don't get me wrong. But look how they're acting here. And of course, they see Trump flags, they say American flag, and then they react like this. You see, wait a minute. Look at that. There's a black female liberal right there acting the same way. I stand corrected. They all act stupid. They really do. Look at this. I mean, really? And you know, a lot of them, they hate the fact that you're against abortion. Personally, I think everyone should have their you know, being able to have the child. Even if the child is, you know, born to liberals, the child still deserves the opportunity to live. Now, this is the governor of Minnesota, the lieutenant governor of Minnesota. And this thing, they're excited. They're so happy because they just actually put in the law that they're the first state since the Dobbs ruling that they get to murder babies on the whim, freely. It's legal to murder babies.
Many of us remember exactly where we were when Roe v. Wade fell 2 years ago. I called my mom, and she told me to keep fighting. We organized, we voted, and we enshrined the right to access an abortion into law in Minnesota, making our state the first to codify reproductive freedom after the Dobbs decision. Because every person should have the freedom to decide if and when and how they want to start a family, whether that's access to abortion, IVF, or contraception. We know what's on the line. For my mom and for all those mothers, grandmothers, aunties, and advocates who came before us, we won't stop fighting for reproductive freedom for all.
Reproductive freedom for all.
I mean,
help me out, Shannon. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I am a man. I don't have ovaries. But when they say reproductive freedoms, what does reproductive mean? Right? What does that mean?
I mean, it's to have babies, to breed and multiply.
Reproductive freedom.
They're saying they want to control when they have babies. You know,
but reproductive freedom. They don't want to produce children. They don't care for children coming into the world. These people are so blatantly evil. They're blatantly sick. They do not care. Now, Shannon, you being a woman, right? What do you think when you hear this? I mean, what goes through your mind?
About what? About the
About them making it legal to abort the child. See, you have a, because see, they say as a man, I have no say so. So as a woman,
I think that's wrong though. I think that men should be, I mean, that baby is part of him and her. But my thoughts come from being a Christian, right? So I can't even relate to her because she's probably not a Christian. She probably doesn't believe that God knew them before he put them in the womb. That's probably not even argued for him. They're going to say that that's not a fetus or a baby. They're going to say it's a lump of coals. I mean, the very basis of how we come at the argument for abortion is just completely different. But they're deceived, right? Anytime you start saying things like it's not a baby and you say that it's a lump of cells, I mean, how do you even... And science proves, actually now, there's even proof, Will, that they can detect now, because, you know, our technology is even more sophisticated, they can actually detect life in that baby within a couple weeks. So, I don't know.
When the man, when boy meets girl, and it, and...
My thing is you had a choice before you...
When that egg is fertilized,
yeah,
it begins.
Your choice begins when you decide to lay down with that person or not. That's where the choice is. And that's where we should be teaching. That's your choice. You want to have a right. You want to control the outcome. The outcome of that act is to reproduce, period. It's to have children. Right?
Yeah. That's the main purpose, the other thing is the Democrats don't care about.
They don't want to reap consequences of anything, right? Just like you break the law, so what? Get out of jail. You get pregnant, so what? Abort it. I mean, that's their thinking.
Pure evil. Pure evil.
It's the devil. I mean, it's a great deception.
It really is.
I mean, you said it before, you know, in the Bible, several times they tried to kill children in order to, like when Jesus came, they wanted to kill all the babies so they would kill the up and coming Messiah. Same thing now. Now they just kill everybody if they can.
Yeah, you know, I truly believe because, you know, when they knew when Moses was born, Satan had him kill all of the firstborn males. And then when Jesus was coming, first time it was Pharaoh, then it was, who was it, Nimrod, the next time? Yeah. Had, you know, because Jesus was coming, a king was coming, they said kill them all. And I believe Satan was like, okay, he convinced him to kill the male. So Satan now just say, you know what, just kill both male and females. Hopefully they can get all of them. And personally, I believe that Satan is trying to kill the two witnesses before they go to Israel. That's just my personal belief. And some people believe that, well, the two witnesses are Elijah and that, but it doesn't say that in the Bible. It's just a belief, right? But again, it doesn't say that Satan is trying to kill the two witnesses either. Strike one, strike two.
He's just trying to kill God's creation.
He's trying to kill as many souls as possible. Yep. That's what it is. He's trying to get as many souls as he can to go to hell. And he's having all of these evil demoncrats do his bidding. We're in a spiritual battle. We're truly in a spiritual war. And it's going to get a lot worse. A lot worse. All right, everybody. That is it for me. Another one now. God bless you, everybody. See you tomorrow. Base America, followed by Roger Stone, right here on LFA TV. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.